following the government's recent announcement to remove the 15 months wait-up period for private property owners, or PPO, buying resale HDB flats. I believe this is welcome news for many Singaporeans. This change benefits several groups of buyers. It could be seniors who want to right size from a condominium to a spacious 5-room HDB flat. It could also be young families looking for more living space in HDB flats. Even single who has been holding onto an investment property can now sell it and finally buy a HDB flat to call their home. If you fall into any of this group, keep watching, because today I will explain how this policy change could create ripple effect across both the HDB resale and the private property market. As I mentioned in my earlier video, I believe there are three types of HDB flat that stand to benefit the most from this policy change. The first group is newly MOP flats. These flats are located all across Singapore, from Canberra to Tampines to Jurong. They come with newer lease, modern layout, and are often situated in matured HDB precinct with excellent amenities, MRT station, schools, and hawker center nearby. Of course, these flats are not cheap. However, for many private property owners who have just sold their property, affordability is usually less of a concern. Many of them also prefer buying in areas where they are already familiar with. That's why newly MOP flats located near established condominium estate could see strong demand. The second group is larger HDB flats, especially 5-rooms and executive flats. A typical 5-room flat offers around 110 square meters or close to 1,002 square feet. That's actually larger than many 3-bedroom condominiums today, which are often around 900 to 1,000 square feet. Executive flats are even more spacious, usually measuring around 1,300 square feet or more. I expect renewed interest in these larger flats over the coming months. The third group is what I call premium HDB flat in prime location. These include estates such as Tiong Bahru, Dawson or Toa Payoh. Buyers in this segment will typically look for flats with longer remaining lease, good accessibility and prestigious address. Many of these homes already command prices above $1 million. While they may seem expensive, many private property owners are financially comfortable after selling their private homes and may be willing to pay for the right location and lifestyle. Overall, I believe HDB resale transaction volume are likely to increase. Prices may also gradually edge upwards as more private property owners enter the resale HDB market. Now, let's talk about the private property market. To be honest, the resale private property market has been very quiet recently. There are several reasons for this. Economic uncertainty, concern over the job market, high property prices, and buyers choosing new launch over resale homes have all contributed to slower activity. In addition, some developments simply have pathetic resale demand. These are the projects that are relatively easy to buy, but much harder to sell because they lack strong resale appeal. Here, if you are planning to sell your private property, it's important to study your competition. Ask yourself this: how many similar units are currently on the market? If there are very few competing listings, you may still have room to achieve a premium prices. However, if many similar units are already available, you may need to price your property more realistically unless your unit has a clear unique selling point. Will more private property owners selling their homes and moving into HDB flat create additional pressure on the private resale market? Does it also mean HDB upgraders have more choices to choose from now on? Personally, I think this is something worth watching over the next 12 to 24 months. What do you think? Will this policy change reshape Singapore housing market? Leave your thoughts in the comment section below. I would love to hear your views.